Welcome to Maximum Geek. I'm Jeff Kirvin.
And I'm Josh Curry. And we've got some topics for you.
Yeah, this is the dumbass edition of the Maximum Geek podcast, because we've both been sitting here on TeamSpeak for the past 20 minutes waiting for the other one to be ready to record.
I have an excuse. I have to deal with my daughter, so I thought you were just, I don't know, playing with your cats or something.
Because
you kept
saying,
well, let me do this and let me do that.
I have to deal with Bluetooth hot syncing.
Oh, poor baby. I'm telling you, you can take care of those blue teeth by brushing once in a while.
Yeah, that wasn't any funnier the first time you said it.
It was funny. See, I was expecting you to lead into your own lame joke there, but no! Completely incapable of following up one lame joke with another, are we? Well, okay, we aren't. Never mind. That was a silly question.
Okay. Do we have any topics tonight, Josh?
I don't know, do we? Oh, I'm the topic meister. That's right. Jeff's gonna take my Jeff's gonna take my notepad away. It's hard because it's digital. Alright.
Dude, you're gonna be out here in 11 days.
11
and then
days.
The ass kicking will commence.
Is that a threat? Because that sounds like a threat.
No, it was just a statement of fact. I'm quite sure that when you get out here, you're going to kick my ass.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as we're clear. Anyway, first in tonight's news, I long ago posted about the Atari Flashback 2.0. 40 Atari games, looks like an Atari 2600, two controllers, very cool little device.
Gaming
fan. And it will be available at the end of the month. There is also, I also found a hack to make it an actual Atari 2600. So, apparently it's got all the stuff for a real 2600 in it, so you can open it up beyond those 40 games if you really want to. I'm not sure how easy it is, or anything. Which is interesting that the device is not yet released and already people have hacked it. Also, in other gaming news, there will be a new Lara Croft game, Lara Croft Legends. I hear that there will be even more bouncy boobies. Yes, that's right. They have improved bouncy boobie technology very much
actually,
since the last one. And
that's exactly the opposite of what I heard. Actually, what I read and saw with my own beady little eyes in a gaming magazine. Looks to me like the next version of Lara Croft is not only more realistic, which it may be what you're getting at, but she's less buxom and more
actually,
athletic
Jeff,
and trim.
It was a joke. My point was, since you're clearly clueless, we don't need another Lara Croft game, okay? Well, I'm just gonna. Apparently, I just have to come out and say it. I'm not excited about this. I'm like, another one? I guess they could do really cool with it, but I doubt they're going to do really cool with it. But the entire point was, I don't think we need more Lara Croft. Feel free to disagree with me, but you're not a gamer, so you don't get to have an opinion. That's right. I've taken away your right to have an opinion. Nope, I took that right away from you.
Wow.
You're not a gamer,
that's
so why
sad.
Do you get an opinion? I know. Hey, I'm just, it's the rules, man. I just make them up as I go, and I can't do anything about that. Anyway, there will be a new Lara Croft game. I'll have to look more into it, but I have not been impressed with Lara Croft in many, many moons. And, yeah. We'll see. But new Lara Croft Legends. The... Also, in other gaming news, hey, Jeff is spamming me, and I am. Jeff, this is not how we have a conversation. Bastard! What the hell is your problem? Now he's spamming me. I'm not touching you. God. Why are you 12? Oh, alright. I've been horribly distracted. I was moving on to the next topic, and I thought maybe Jeff had something important to say, and I am. Like, wait, you forgot to say this. No, it's if no clue, read the fucking manual. And followed by, I'm not touching you. Jeff? Well. Wow. I think this is the most out of control we've ever gotten. It took us 37 episodes to get to this point.
I blame the 3 glazed donuts I had immediately before commencing the podcast.
I blame you.
There may be no unauthorized chemicals used in the production of the One Source podcast. Maximum Geek, completely different story.
Yeah, Jeff is always using unauthorized chemicals. Once he used Rogaine. That's not authorized for Maximum Geek. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
But I'm not saying where I used it.
Ooh, okay. Been better if you hadn't taken 5 minutes to come up with your response. You were like, what can I say here? What's a good comeback? You see you scratching your chin going, what can I say? All right. Anyway, in other gaming news, Final Fantasy XII. Yes, that's right. Final Fantasy XII will be released for the PlayStation 2 March 16th, 2006. And in other news, I won't be buying it because I am a Final Fantasy fan, but really, just not interested in it anymore. I mean, they stopped being innovative with the gameplay and started being... Then there's Final Fantasy XI, which is possibly the worst MMO ever. So, and it's on a PlayStation 2,
And yet I know lots of people that were horribly, horribly addicted to it.
Well, I know several of those people as well.
Yeah, now granted, one of them was Tenchi, and... You know,
Tenchi was addicted to it, and a lot of people who are now addicted to WoW, so at least they know that there's a better game out there. I know several of those people are now playing World of Warcraft, but I played it for a week and was like, you know, this game is stupid. So Final Fantasy XII, some gamers are going to be freaking out about it, but
if you haven't been reading Foxtrot recently, hilarious bit about World of Warcraft. Over the past week or so.
Yes, very hilarious. But, you know, it's on a PlayStation 2. I really just don't understand why. So close to the end of the life cycle.
It's Sony being Sony.
Well, you know, the most likely the PS3 will get dropped to 2007. So maybe it won't be that close to the end of the life cycle of the...
The PS3, Vista. Word on the street, runs Vista, yeah.
Jeff, you're not allowed to spread stupid rumors anymore. What do you think you are? A blogger? Oh, wait, never mind. That was a dig that I didn't quite mean to come out like that. I'd like to apologize to some of the bloggers out there.
Just so that our listeners know, we were actually much funnier than this yesterday.
I was much funnier than this yesterday. I've had one of the worst days I've had since I moved to Kansas. So,
Start talking about your trip to Vegas.
I don't have a trip to Vegas. Yeah, we're dangerously not interesting tonight, aren't we? We have strayed into dangerously uninteresting territory on Maximum Geek.
What's our next topic, Josh?
Sin City on DVD August 16th. I don't have anything else to say about that one. All right, next topic. And this one I got some stuff about.
I still haven't seen Sin City, but I am looking forward to it.
I may have to buy it while I'm out there, and then we can talk about my trip to Denver while I'm there. Oh, yes. We'll also be seeing... Dukes of Hazzard and giving you guys all
just
our
good old boys
good commentary on it. So
never meaning no harm.
Look forward to that in a couple weeks. That's right. Look forward to it. Next, in other news, Highlander is coming back to the big screen. Highlander is coming back to the big screen. That's right. There's a new Highlander
movie. And Jeff is now in the fetal position.
Yeah. Well, okay. What point? Now, here's some there's some good things about this Highlander movie, although how it could be worse than Endgame, I don't know. Quickening and Endgame...
Oh, I know how it... I know how it could be worse than Endgame. It could be Highlander 2, The Sickening.
Dude, did you see Endgame?
I saw Endgame. It wasn't as bad. It was not as bad as Highlander 2.
That is not true,
and,
even a little bit. That is
and,
not true,
and
even
actually,
a little bit.
To its credit, no Mario Van Peebles.
Okay, Highlander 3 was definitely better than Endgame. Highlander 3 wasn't all that original. It was pretty much a rehash of the original, where there was just another reason for there to be this ultimate badass immortal, and, you know, there was no logic to it, because apparently immortals buried underground don't count when it comes to the quickening, you know, because...
Well, they're underground.
Oh.
Yeah.
But let's not talk about all the badness that was everything but the first movie, pretty much. Now, the series, however, was a lot of fun. The series, better than the first movie in a lot of ways. I'm a huge fan of Highlander the series. How much of the series did you watch?
Like 4 seasons of it.
You watched the whole thing?
The 4 seasons.
You watched 4 seasons of it, really? See, I liked it. I think it was better than the original movie. The original movie was good, but very much showed its time. It wasn't uber ultimately cool. Whereas the series
was
very good.
Well, it was made in 1986, man.
I know. I'm very well aware of when it was made. But
I don't think
all
you are.
That aside, the series was good. We'll both agree on that. The series was good.
The series was good. Yes.
Okay. There we go. Woo! Agreement. Now, here's the possible good things about the next Highlander movie. First of all, Panzer and Davis have the rights back. Yay!
Woohoo!
I'm not sure that's good because they were responsible for Highlander 2, but they were also responsible for the original.
They were and they weren't. They were responsible for Highlander 2, but there was an awful lot of studio meddling in that movie.
Yes, well, they, like, Sean Connery had to be in it and things like that, yes. The fact that Sean Connery was in it was pretty much a studio mandate that was probably the worst thing they could have done for the film. I love Sean Connery. Worst thing they could have done for the film.
Yeah. comparing Highlander to Highlander 2, I'm delving into film geek mode now, but comparing those two movies is an excellent example of what happens to a small independent cult classic when suits get involved.
Yeah, they saw it as big money.
The first movie, no money, no supervision. They pretty much just did it on a shoestring and boom. And the second movie, they said, well, let's take that and improve it.
Yeah,
the suits never know how to improve things.
And, you know, then the series came around, and I was really... The first season of the series was kind of weak. It definitely got stronger from there. And by the end of the series, I was sad to see it go. And then there was Highlander the Raven, which we also will not talk about, because I can't stand the pain. But huge Highlander fan, and also... Writing credits are going right now to David Abramowitz, who, it turns out, was also one of the main writers on the series. So, I think we're going to get a little more of a serious flavor to the movie. It sounds like they're really going to make it better. They're doing a new origin story is what it is. It's called The Journey Continues, but it's really about an origin story, and it's actually probably the beginning of a trilogy. That'll actually explore the actual origins. There is no strange alien planet Nor is there any time way back in history. In the Renegade version of Highlander 2, which improved the worst plot hole, but was still basically the same movie, all of the bad immortals came from the past to get the good immortals, and that was only an improvement in that they weren't aliens. That was about the size of the improvement there.
Wow.
Have you seen the Renegade version? We had high hopes for it when it first came out.
I saw the original Highlander 2, The Sickening, in the theater, and thankfully didn't even pay to see that, and that will be the only time I ever see that film.
That's good. That's a good move. Renegade version did not do much for Highlander. It, a little better, there were some scenes that they put back in, but, yeah. Now Highlander 3, and then, you know. Well, but anyway, this could be interesting. One of my biggest complaints about Endgame was they got the worst director possibly ever for action, a guy who had only done, like, TV commercials, and you could tell because he wasn't framing it like a movie. And it really bugged me. I mean, bugged me to no end. Then there was the script. But that's okay, because I got comped for that, because the sound was screwed up through the whole movie. So they gave me a free ticket, so I didn't actually have to pay to see Highlander Endgame. But new Highlander movie's on the horizon, and they might not suck, maybe. Maybe. We'll see. Director listed as Brett Leonard, who directed Lawnmower Man and Virtuosity, also more recently Man-Thing. Well, Virtuosity, I didn't have problems with the directing. Everything else about the movie. but, so, we'll see. Good, bad, I don't know. It could suck royal monkey ass, or it could be okay. You know how you tell a royal monkey ass from... Never mind, I'm not... That's a joke I'm not going to do. I refuse. Okay, and now we're moving right along to Mighty Mouse, not the cartoon. The Mac Mouse, the Mighty Mac Mouse. Jeff, why don't you take this one away, because you're far more excited about it than I am.
It's not that I'm excited about it, it's just that everybody else has commented on this, and, you know, well, you know, Max Geek would be remiss if we didn't cover the same tired ground that Engadget had already covered.
That's why you put this topic on our show? That's why you said we've got to talk about the Mighty Mouse? This is your justification.
I think it's really interesting that after all of these years of railing against... two-button mice and saying that it was a needless extra complexity and it would confuse users, that Apple has finally released their own two-button mouse. It's still the weird ass, the entire top of the mouse is the main button, which I still think is a dumb idea because I'm lazy and actually rest my hand on the mouse. And then it's got a tiny little nub, like a nipple, if you will, right in the middle of it, that you can use as the second button.
Hey, I'm going to read this again, because that's not how I read it.
That's the way I
Apple uses touch sensors
maybe
to determine which side of the mouse is being clicked.
So what's the little nipple for?
It's probably the touch sensor? I don't know. It's a nipple. You didn't read the article at all, did you? You didn't read it.
I skimmed it.
No, it's a touch sensor, but you got to lift up your hand to click it. So you can't... I always rest my fingers on both buttons. This seems like it'd be the most uncomfortable mouse ever for long-term use. For a few minutes.
I'll stick with my Microsoft Wireless IntelliMouse Explorer 2.0, thank you very much.
Yeah, apparently Apple also has still decided that ergonomics don't matter when it comes to the mouse, and it's still just an oval.
Apple has always been style over comfort. I've got an ergonomically designed wireless Microsoft mouse and a split ergo wireless Microsoft keyboard. I'm very much into comfort.
Well, I've got
not afraid to admit that right out in
MX
public.
518, and you and I disagree on what's a comfortable mouse. I like Logitech's mice far better.
Fah!
But my
Microsoft,
518...
Microsoft trounces Logitech in ergonomics.
I disagree, but that's an opinion.
Then I'll have words with any man who says differently.
What words?
I'm not telling you what the words are.
Well, I say differently. I'm saying differently, so tell me the words.
We'll deal with this off mic.
Because the words are rutabaga sandwich?
Shh!
Okay. Anyway, Jeff, I would ditch the Microsoft mouse. Well, yes, that too. No, the Apple mouse right out the door and go with the Logitech or Microsoft mouse, which all work and all support the right thumb button. The right thumb button? Wait, no. The right mouse button on the... woo!
We don't know what we're talking about.
I had a little drinky poo. Of course, it was lemonade, but don't tell anybody. I'm just... what was I saying? Oh.
I have no idea. Just go with the good mouse.
Just go with the good mouse. That's my opinion. No crappy mice. Good mice. Okay. Funky tech topic of the evening, the Zen
funky
Vision.
Funky tech topic.
The Zen Vision, which has a 30-gigabyte hard drive and comes in at $100 cheaper than the previous Creative portable media player
I am lusting after the Zen Vision. I am lusting after this thing big time. $400.
I might have to get one. I don't know.
$400 VGA screen, 30-gig hard drive, thin, sleek, beautiful. It's going to very, very nicely complement my Trio next year.
I just really wish it could actually record from TV, which, as far as I can tell, it can't. Although I've seen differing, I don't know. I haven't seen anything that says it can, but I've seen things that lead me to believe it might. It might, Rabbit, it might. But that's the one feature that's why I don't have the Zen Portable Media Center, because I know it can't. And I'd really like to be able to record straight from my TV.
Now, the current PMC sucks, but this thing looks oh so pretty.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty and witty and wise, and I pity.
And I'd just like to apologize to Alan for causing him to wreck his car.
What? I sing good. I could have been on Rockstar in Excess. Maybe not. Okay, maybe I sing like crap. What's your point?
Whatever you say, man.
All right. do we have anything? Were we doing a podcast or something? I don't remember.
I believe we were, yeah. Until you got us horribly derailed.
I never derail. I only derail.
That's okay, though. That's all right.
All right. And now for our final topic of the evening, unless Jeff has something else he wants to blabber on
about. The actual main topic. Now we move on to the main event.
We're talking about Maine.
A steel cage grudge match.
I don't know anything about Maine. I know stuff about Maine.
It's Maine versus Rhode Island for all the Yankees. What?
Hey, Jeff. I don't know what
strange
drug you've been taking. But next time, I request that you don't take it before the show.
Dude, could have been worse. I could have been talking about my dreams.
Don't. Please don't. Don't talk about your crack-induced delusions. You feel the need to share them with me. We do not need to subject our readers to this. Readers? Our listeners or our readers. Which brings me to my next topic. Solo media. Yes, that's right. Solo media.
That was it. That was an intentional segue.
You know what? it's better than no segue at all. Actually, I don't want a segue because I don't live in Seattle, and I hear that you're only cool in Seattle if you have one. What? Segue? What? Come on. Jeff apparently is still not touching me. Oh!
Okay.
I'm not sure that we should post this show! Woo! This is probably, we'll be doing an apology episode of Max Geek later this week. God. This wouldn't be the first time we had to do an apology episode. All right.
No, sadly, it's not.
This week, okay. We had a bit of a snafu with Solo Media. Fiction-wise, they basically didn't do what they said they could do from the beginning.
Fiction-wise is beginning to displease me.
From the beginning, it was understood that they understood what we were trying to understand. No, wait, what we're trying to do.
But I don't think they understood what they understood.
I don't think they understood what they understood. I know they. In fact, I'm 90% sure they don't understand. And so that brings us to the fact that we keep missing
the pulling thread.
Not us, but fiction-wise, they decide not to post our things for various reasons. Because they don't realize it, or because, well, here's what it comes down to. This is the most important part of doing our serials is that they're on time. People can't, you know, listen to, you know, read our stuff.
A regular monthly schedule is important, yeah.
You know, and you know, we've done a pretty good job of building up the suspense, but now not only will you see number two be late, Atlantis number two will be late for the exact same reason. You know, and it's totally beyond our control. We were here to submit them on time, and now they're both going to be a week late. And we wish we could have done something about it, and we didn't even know. And the way we find out is they didn't post UC number two on Monday.
And then I emailed them and said, hey, what the heck's going on? And they said, huh? So, you know,
we've been getting some opinions from the forums on this, and basically people are saying, you know, no, I don't think you guys should tackle this on your own, stick with fiction-wise, and we will for the near future, but in the long term, I'm not sure sticking with fiction-wise is doing us all that much good, because what we're doing is very different from most ebooks. Now, I get a lot of questions on, you know, people seem to not see the differences. Oh, you're just doing a monthly ebook. It's more than that. It's like comparing Bantam to Marvel. You know, if you write a novel, you write a novel. And then it's however long it's going to be before the next one comes out. Sometimes many years. But with a comic book, you hear about it if you don't come out once a month. Or, you know, whatever your predetermined schedule is. I mean, we're still waiting for the last issue of Secret Wars, And frankly, it's a little annoying. I mean, you know. So whenever you miss a deadline that you've promised people, and you've got something that is built around deadlines, you're looking at a very different model. Fiction-wise doesn't seem to understand it. They're not promoting it. And they aren't responding to us on subscriptions, which is what we really, really need to be doing. I mean, I don't think
They really don't seem to grok what we're doing here.
And what we may start with, and the first thing I may build is a subscription service. And I think that's probably where we should start with our stuff. We'll start by building what we aren't getting offered by fiction-wise. And then we'll build it from there. I mean, the bottom line is, this really ends up becoming we're doing something very different. No one else is doing this. There, you know, Resnick is doing a serial novel, but it's not an ongoing, and it's not on any set schedule. It's just a round robin, which is very cool. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to take anything away from it, but it's different, but it's still not what we're doing. We're still doing something different that I know of no one out there that's doing. So
basically, fiction-wise doesn't grok our need for a rigidly defined schedule. They have blown the release date on 2 of the 5 weeks we've been with them so far. It's not a good percentage. And we're looking at doing our own thing. We're looking at actually having Josh, Code Monkey Curry, put together our own fulfillment system, possibly based on PayPal's underlying
code and
structure.
I'm putting this together? Wait, I didn't know that.
Dude, I'm a recovering programmer. You wouldn't want to push me back.
You're not recovering anything. You still wouldn't understand PHP if it bit you in the ass.
Push me over the edge. And
actually, where's the edge? Because I'm ready to shove.
So anyway, what we'd like from you guys
is
first
a million
is,
dollars.
Okay, second is what we're looking for is feedback on what you think of us putting together our own fulfillment system versus sticking with FictionWise. And secondly, let us know if any of you are outstanding web coders in your own right. Let us know, and we're thinking about giving away free subscriptions to people that help out with the code.
Yes. Anything to make my life not so complicated. Like I said, I think the first thing we'll offer, and I'd like to get this up and going sometime next month, is just a subscription service. Not individual issues. We'll still direct people to FictionWise for that, because micropay is going to be the hardest part of this. But I think we'll be offering a subscription service, hopefully by the end of next month. That's my goal.
PayPal gets
that's
us
not
a lot
that's
of
not
the
a promise.
PayPal gets us a lot of the way towards the micropay thing.
Well, Jeff, but it becomes much more complicated. The payment system isn't my worry. It's tracking individual issues and redownloadability
who purchased what frankly, we're not excited about the possibility of going our own way on this. But, if that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do. Because
there are a lot of shortcuts we could take to make this, but if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. Because, I mean, in a lot of ways, this kind of system is very integral to the future of the intranets.
Or, for that matter, integral.
You know what, Jeff? You don't get to correct anybody on how they say stuff. We have gone over this many times. You, of all people, that's the second time today you've corrected me on that word.
Well, you keep saying it wrong. You keep saying it like it's a Toyota. Or an Acura, I think.
It is.
But,
it is. It is. It is,
anyway.
I swear.
Oh. So if you guys think that we're not overreacting because FictionWise doesn't get that it's important for us to release things on a predictable schedule, and that they also don't seem to really understand the whole subscription thing as well as they'd led me to believe. I don't know if you've noticed, but you still can't subscribe to Unification Chronicles. You can get a notification whenever it comes up, and even that, I don't think you can even sign up for a notification just for UC. I think you'd actually have to sign up for a notification for any Jeff Kirvin title, which would mean you'd get all the ghost and do over and stuff like that too. So,
yeah, I mean,
I
a
think,
subscription service would be
which
excellent.
Isn't necessarily bad, but I recommend reading all of my titles because they're all good. But
this isn't
not like Josh's,
which are all great.
I really think that we need to start looking into other solutions because FictionWise, for all of their benefits, doesn't seem to really grok what we're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the question we want to put to you, our many, many listeners, all three of you. That's right, all three
Hi,
of
Alan.
You who are still
Hi,
listening.
Mike.
Yeah, Who else listens? Maybe there's only two.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Newmans listen.
He just he. My cousin listens,
I know that
but
my
he
Newmans,
doesn't just to laugh.
Yeah, I know that my Newmans listen because they have to have. Yeah, there are people on the net that are obsessed with me, and they have to have arguments to, you know, they have to have ammo for why they hate me.
I don't. I just hate you.
And to all of them, I'd just like to say, hello, Newman.
You,
Okay.
You suck. You don't do a good...
Shut up.
Okay, don't do a good
Shut
Seinfeld
up.
At all.
Shut up.
Now they've got...
Shut
now
up.
You're giving them ammo about your bad Seinfeld impression. Was that a heavy sigh? I believe you just heavily sighed
at
me.
I'm going to put something horrible in your Mongolian barbecue next week that you're not going to expect.
Meat? Real meat? Not that dog meat they usually have?
Mad cow.
Annoyed
yes, Angus.
Jeff, however, you can have your mad cow argument all you want. I still say having honey sandwiches for breakfast isn't any more healthy. You act like you eat all healthy.
I did not have a honey sandwich for breakfast
right.
this morning.
It was chocolate angel food cake this morning.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, you don't get to act like you're all a healthy eater, man. Oh yeah, I eat healthy all the time. I don't eat meat. Because it's good? Is that why you don't eat it? I don't understand. There's no logic.
Okay, I think we've pretty much tapped out this Maximum Geek.
That's right.
And, we sincerely apologize in advance for the fact that we're going to do absolutely no post-production on this to remove the irrelevant parts. So,
dude, we need to have longer than a 30-second podcast. I'm sorry. I thought about doing some post-production, and then I realized that was stupid. We've only done that, what, twice now? Because really, yeah. People think they've heard our worst arguing podcasts. They haven't heard the one we edited. Oh, that was bad. Okay, anyway, that's it for Max Geek 37. And
37,
we are
yes,
yeah, we are 37. Woo!
Just three more to the big 40. Woo! All right, so that's gonna do it. We'll talk to you next week, and keep on geeking.
Geek out.